You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer. 1. You hear a teenager leaving a voicemail message.
Hi, Jason, it's Maria. Sorry I couldn't make it last night. You missed a great show. Dana and I both agreed it was the best musical we'd seen in years. She was disappointed you weren't there, by the way. She was looking forward to meeting you again. Anyway, I hope you get around to seeing it soon. You won't regret it. The music was superb and the dancing was out of this world. Maybe you should invite Dana. She wouldn't mind seeing it again. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know what you missed. Speak soon. Bye.
Two. You hear a young man talking to a friend about something that happened to him.
It was a close call, I tell you. I was very nearly knocked off.
So the guy didn't signal? He just turned left in front of you?
I don't think he even realised I was there. I had to slam on my brakes and stop with one foot on the pavement. My front wheel missed the back of his car by centimetres.
Oh, it could have been really serious.
Yes. Fortunately, I have good road sense.
Cycle awareness should be part of the driving test. Too many drivers just don't have a clue.
I know. They shouldn't get away with driving so carelessly.
Three. You hear two people talking about a school fair.
How was the school fair? Sorry I couldn't help. I had a meeting I couldn't get out of.
Don't worry. We had plenty of volunteers in the end. Lack of help wasn't a problem. The weather was, though. It started off bright in the morning, but at midday it poured down and we got soaked. For me, it completely ruined the whole day. The children couldn't care less, of course. They thought it was a great laugh. And we did manage to raise money for a new sound system for the hall, which was the whole point of the day. So the head teacher was thrilled, which is the main thing.
Four. You overhear two friends in a shop talking about a pair of trainers.
What do you think of these? They look quite comfortable.
Well, try them on. It's the only way to find out.
Hmm. Yes, very nice.
What about the colour? Are you sure red is the right colour for you?
Of course. I often wear red.
Hmm. If you really think so.
Let's have a look how much they are. Oh, they're very pricey.
Yeah. Who'd spend that much on a pair of trainers?
Someone with more money than sense? Come on, let's go and get something to eat.
Five. You overhear two friends talking about comedy.
I've just watched Mark Smith's latest comedy show. It's hilarious. Mark Smith is a comedy genius.
I know. I didn't know he'd written a new show, though. Did David tell you about it?
David? Oh, our friend from the comedy club. He's really into his comedians, isn't he? Actually, they were talking about Mark Smith's new show on a comedy podcast. They played a section of it, and I watched it straight away after that.
Do you subscribe to The Comic? You know, the monthly magazine. I get a lot of information from that.
Yes, I do. Actually, I lent this month's copy to David, but I haven't got it back yet.
Six. You hear a psychologist talking about her research on the subject of creativity.
I truly believe that we all have a drive to be creative. It's not something that only a few rare geniuses have. My ambition as a psychologist is to find new ways to develop this creativity and to make people aware of this drive, to learn how to be an inspiration. I think in our education system, we do actually encourage and reward students who are creative, but we could do so much better. That's why I believe my research is so important. It'll help show the way to find that creative spirit in all of us. It'll help us move forward faster to become a more creative society.
Seven. You overhear a boy and a girl talking in a games shop.
I don't know which game to buy for Tim.
He likes football games, doesn't he?
Yes, but I don't know which ones he's already got.
Oh, well, choose something completely different then. Only hurry up, will you? I'm halfway through a school project that I need to finish by tomorrow.
Okay. I'll get him this new fighting dinosaurs game, shall I?
Great idea.
Oh, dear. I've forgotten to bring any money with me.
I can lend you some money. How much do you need? As long as it's not more than £20.
Eight. You hear a teenage cyclist talking about his first official race.
It was my first competitive bike race, and I trained for about 4 months for it. I started off doing quick 20-kilometre rides and gradually built up to 80. So I had the strength, or so I thought, for a 100-kilometre race. What I wasn't prepared for was the difference between riding on your own and racing in a group. It's actually much faster in a racing situation because you sort of pull each other along. I ended up breaking my personal record, but I came 50th in the race. Not terrible, but not great. I'm going to join a club to train for the next one. It'll be easier.